Sunday morning. This is February the 9th, 2020, the Prophet's Corner Uncut. This is called The Glory, a Two-Edged Sword. Glory, a two-edged sword. As I've spoken to you in past words, my glory has two sides. Victory for the right, defeat for the left. The left spew their hatred and venom at your president, my chosen one. They will never acknowledge the goodness of God I'm bestowing on this nation through my servant Donald John Trump. He knows he is chosen, and that is what keeps him going. I will no longer turn a blind eye or a deaf ear to what they are doing. That is that sliver of time my prophet told you about, talking about Kenneth Copeland many years ago, about the sliver of time when the church age runs out before the kingdom age begins, you know, with the 1,000-year millennial reign. A time of transition is coming out and going in. We're coming out and we're going in. As my warriors continue to win, my glory will be seen. It is increasing and it brings judgment and mercy. Two extremes of the sword of the Lord. Judgment, mercy. It's a two-edged sword. Okay, let's read Revelation 19. I'm glad the Lord has me write these down because maybe one day it'll be a book. And two, I can't make this stuff up. You know, Daniel asked me, what are we going to, kind of what's the theme this week of what you're doing? I said, I don't know. I write it down, then I don't have any memory of it. I have to go back and look and read it to see what the Lord said to me. A lot of times, I'm not always just sitting and studying either. Sometimes I'm getting ready to go to the grocery store and it just starts. So I have to grab a tablet and start writing. All right. And I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True. And in righteousness he doth judge and make war. His eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns. He had a name written that no man knew but he himself. And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. And the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. Out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword, that with it he should smite the nations. He shall rule them with a rod of iron, and he treadeth the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of Almighty God. And he hath on his vesture and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And I saw an angel standing in the sun, and he cried with a loud voice, saying, to all the fowls that fly in the midst of heaven, come and gather yourselves together into the supper of the great God, that ye may eat the flesh of kings, and the flesh of captains, the flesh of mighty men, the flesh of horses, and of them that sit on them, and the flesh of all men, both free and bond, both small and great. And I saw the beasts and the kings of the earth and their armies gathered together to make war against him that sat upon the horse and against his army. And the beast was taken, and with him the false prophet that wrought miracles before him, with which he deceived them, that he received the mark of the beast, and them that worshipped his image. These both were cast alive into a lake of fire burning with brimstone. And the remnant were slain with the sword of him that sat upon the horse, which sword proceeded out of his mouth, and all the fowls were filled with his flesh. So Jesus has the sword, his tongue. Isn't it also our weapon? Extreme mercy and goodness and judgment and punishment. You will begin to see some things that the early church beheld. For example, Herod, Acts. This mockery. I saw an interview with Nancy Pelosi, and she's just as arrogant and belligerent, justifying what she did. How could you call giving a little girl a scholarship and honoring her, restoring a soldier with his wife and children that he hadn't seen for months and months, giving a Tuskegee airman a rank that he shouldn't got 50 years ago or beyond that, honoring a man that's facing the challenge of his life with the Freedom Medal, that's been a truth teller for 40 years, was there before anybody was, speaking the truth about the swamp. And on the list goes. How can you say it's a manifesto of lies? Exact words. How can you do that? These people are deceived. The days of calling evil good and good evil are here. Mm-hmm. I prayed the Lord to open her eyes. I was praying for Bernie. I said, Lord, Messiah, visit him. He's a Jew. He's a communist Jew. I'm thinking, they even come in the same pot? Lord, he needs to meet his Messiah. 12:18. Now, as soon as it was day, there was no small stir among the soldiers what was become of Peter. And when Herod had sought for him and found him not, he examined the keepers and commanded that they should be put to death. And he went down from Judea to Caesarea and there abode. And Herod was highly displeased with them of Tyre and Sodom, but they came with one accord to him, having been blessed as the king's chamberlain, their friend, desired peace, because their country was nourished by the king's country. And upon a set day, Herod, arrayed in royal apparel, sat upon his throne and made an oration unto them. And the people gave a shout, saying, It is the voice of a God and not of man. And immediately the angel of the Lord smote him, because he gave not God the glory. He was eaten of worms and gave up the ghost, but the word of God grew and multiplied. Quick judgment. This is governmental judgment. Acts chapter 5 with Ananias and Sapphira. Let's go over there and read it. There you see judgment in the church, judgment in the government. People say, I want the glory. Oh, Lord, I want the power. But that, guess what comes with it? Judgment. God can't coexist with sin. Mm-mm. One's got to give. This is chapter 5, verse 1. But a certain man named Ananias, with Sapphira his wife, sold a possession and kept back part of the price. His wife also, being privy to it, brought a certain part and laid it at the apostles' feet. But Peter said, Ananias, why has Satan filled thine heart to lie to the Holy Ghost and to keep back part of the price of the land? Whilst it remained, was it not thine own? And after it was sold, was it not in thine own power? Why hast thou conceived this thing in thine heart? Thou hast not lied unto men, but unto God. And Ananias, hearing these words, fell down and gave up the ghost. And great fear came on all them that heard these words. And the young men arose, wound him up, and carried him out, and buried him. And it was about the space of 3 hours after, when his wife, not knowing what was done, came in. And Peter answered unto her, Tell me whether ye sold the land for so much. And she said, Yea, for so much. And then Peter said unto her, How is it that ye have agreed together to tempt the Spirit of the Lord? Behold, the feet of them which have buried thy husband are at the door, and shall carry thee out. Then she fell down straightway at his feet and yielded up the ghost. And the young men came in, found her dead, and carried her forth, buried her by her husband. And great fear came upon all the churches, upon as many as heard these things. This is what's coming in the church. There's a lot of people that still are anti-Trumpers, mm-hmm. never-Trumpers in the church, speaking out vocally against the president. They're thwarting the plan of God. We need to pray that these brothers and sisters will get their eyes open to the truth. See, things like the State of the Union address woke up Democrats that have been Democrats all their life, voted for Hillary Clinton last time, and they're appalled because they love their country. But no one running in the Democratic Party loves this country. They've sold out. I'm setting things in order, in the church first, then in the government. The judgment and the glory will start to increase greatly from this time forth until everything is put in order. This is as a result of my warriors, yes, my prayer warriors, sitting in their seats of heavenly authority and pulling down the strongholds of the enemy. They and you have busted through, and my glory is coming through. God's glory has always been there. I tell like Mike Thompson talking about the rainbow colors he saw back in 2013, that it was swirling in the atmosphere above the principalities and powers, but because of the strongholds, the enemies, the mouths of men, he said, we'd pull a stronghold down, and here all these would be erected, because evil and wicked men speaking are causing these embankments. It's like whenever we get many in number where we can start taking it out, that glory can come down. God's not held back anything. He's waiting for us to clear the airways, to knock the prince of the power of the air out of the game. Kind of like Daniel. The angel said, I know, I heard your prayer 3 weeks ago. But the prince of Persia withstood me. I'm dealing with Jezebel on the right, or the left, and Pharisee on, I put the right and the right. Jezebel on the left and Pharisee on the right. They will think they will hide and get away with what they have done, but there is nothing that is hidden in secret that won't be shattered from the housetops. I am the exposer of the true motives of each and every heart. No more playing churchy games. I'm thoroughly purging my threshing floor. Get ready. Get ready. They do not understand that when they mock my servant, Donald J. Trump, they are actually mocking me. And God says he's not mocked. Galatians 6. They've built their underground cities and bunkers and they think they are safe, but there's absolutely no place for them to run and hide. They may hide from men, but they won't hide from me. The death angel will seek them out and find them in their hiding places. They may win victories in the courts of men, which they have corrupted good men and forced them to do their bidding. But in the courts of heaven, it is mean, tickle, a parson. Mean means God hath numbered thy kingdom and finished it. Tickle. Thou art weighed in the balances and art found wanting. Perez, the kingdom is divided and given to the Medes and Persians. Yes, Donald J. Trump, my modern day Cyrus, the one sent to drain the swamp. Isaiah 45. I've never seen the president so, he would just seem so, just needed refreshing this week. Been praying for him. Thus saith the Lord to his anointed, to Cyrus, whose right hand I have holden to subdue nations before him. And I will loose the loins of kings to open before him the two levered gates, and the gates shall not be shut. I will go before thee and make the crooked places straight. I will break in pieces the gates of brass and cut in asunder the bars of iron. And I will give thee the treasures of darkness and hidden riches of secret places, that thou mightest know that I am the Lord, which call thee by thy name, am the God of Israel. For Jacob my servant's sake, and Israel mine elect, I have even called thee by thy name. I have surnamed thee, though thou hast not known me. I am the Lord, and there is none else. There is no God beside me. I girded thee, though thou hast not known me. So he called Cyrus from his mother's womb, and Cyrus didn't even know him. Same way with Donald Trump. He's a modern day Cyrus. So don't be discouraged today when you see the wicked seemingly getting away with what they are doing, for they are experiencing a shallow, hollow victory, you see, the hammer of judgment side. The hammer of the judgment side of my glory is about to fall. Stay walking in my spirit and don't get all caught up in the natural side of things. You will know by the spirit what is really going on. If you trust solely in what you see and hear, you could be deceived. Fake news is still around. This is what is going down. Revelation 18. This is what makes me think that we're closer than we think to the coming of the Lord. Revelation 18. Now I know throughout history, even written in the Bible, God has brought down different regimes. But this is affecting the whole earth. And it has been started in the 1900s with the wars. Isn't that what it was about? The spread of communism and all of those things? Chapter 17 is part of it, but I'm just going to read 18. And after these things, I saw another angel come down from heaven, having great power, and the earth was lighted with his glory. And he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon the great is fallen, and it's become a habitation of devils, and the hold of every foul spirit, and a cage of every unclean and hateful bird. For all nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. If you look at a map of the world, and you see all the countries that are covered in communism, everything is covered except the United States, the whole world. I think there might be one other country. For all the nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. The kings of the earth have committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth are waxed rich, the abundance of her delicacies. And I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, that you may not be partakers of her sins, and that you may receive not of her plagues. For her sins have reached unto heaven, and God hath remembered her iniquities. Doesn't it sound like a tower? Reward her even as she rewarded you, and double unto her double according to her works, and the cup which she hath filled to her double. How much she hath glorified herself and lived deliciously, so much torment and sorrow give her. For she saith in her heart, I sit a queen and am no widow and shall see no sorrow. This is the Catholic Church coming up out of that, the three city states. The D.C. is the military branch, London's the financial branch, and what is? The Vatican, I'm not sure. How much she hath glorified herself and lived deliciously, so much torment and sorrow give her, for she saith in her heart, I sit a queen and am no widow and shall see no sorrow. Therefore shall her plagues come in one day, death and mourning and famine, and she shall be utterly burned with fire, for strong is the Lord God who judgeth her. And the kings of the earth who committed fornication and lived deliciously with her shall bewail her and lament for her when they shall see the smoke of her burning. Standing afar off with fear of her torment, saying, alas, alas, that great city, that mighty city, from 1 hour is thy judgment come. And the merchants of the earth shall weep and mourn over her, for no man buyeth their merchandise any more. See, being under the crown, they control all commerce on the earth. Under this Admiralty Maritime Law, not Constitutional Republic Law like we're supposed to be under. The merchandise of gold and silver and precious stones and of pearls and fine linen and purple and silk and scarlet and fine wood. All manner vessels of ivory and all manner vessels of most precious wood and brass and iron and marble and cinnamon and odors and ointment and frankincense and wine and oil, fine flour and wheat. Now you see why our president is renegotiating all these corrupt deals and getting us out of all these old corrupt things. And beasts and sheep and horses and chariots and slaves and souls of men. He's setting it up. That's what Cyrus did. He set it up for the Jews to return to their homeland. Even got back all the stuff that was stolen out of the temple and gave it all back to them and sent them to their land to rebuild the temple. Isn't that what's happened here? Freedom. And the fruits and that thy soul lusted after are departed from thee, and all things which were dainty and goodly are departed from thee, and thou shalt find them no more at all. I saw a deal. It was really good. It said, people want to investigate a billionaire that comes into office and is doing all these wonderful things. No, they need to be investigating those politicians that came into office having $200,000 or $300,000. Now they have $40, $50, $60 billion in their bank account. There's the ones that you need to be investigating. The merchants of these things which were made rich by her shall stand afar off for fear of her torment, weeping and wailing, and saying, alas, alas, that great city that was clothed in fine linen and purple and scarlet and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls. I saw a commercial this morning before my broadcast of a little boy in his house going through his cabinets just looking for something to eat, and there was no food for him. And I'm thinking, and they want to give everything free to illegals whenever our own children in our own nation are facing starvation? For in 1 hour so great riches is come to naught, and every shipmaster and all the company and ships and sailors, as many as trade by sea, stood afar off and cried when they saw the smoke of her burning, saying, what city is like in this great city? I believe we're going to see D.C. I speak it is destroyed and fenced around and made a memorial that we will never pass this way again. This was the swamp! And they cast dust on their heads and cried, weeping and wailing, saying, alas, alas, this great city wherein were made rich all that had ships in the sea by reason of her costliness. There's that Admiralty Maritime Law. For in 1 hour is she made desolate. Rejoice over her, thou heaven, and ye holy apostles and prophets, for God hath avenged you on her. And a mighty angel took up a stone like a millstone and cast it into thee, saying, thus with violence shall they... that great city Babylon be thrown down and she be found no more at all. This is the New World Order. and the voice of harpers and musicians and of pipers and trumpeteers shall be heard no more at all in thee, and no craftsman or whatsoever craft he be shall be found any more in thee. And the sound of a millstone shall be heard no more in thee, and the light of a candle shall shine no more at all in thee, and the voice of the bridegroom and of the bride shall be heard no more at all in thee. For our merchants were the great men of the earth, for by thy sorceries were all nations deceived, and in her was found the blood of prophets and of saints and of all that were slain upon the earth. The Catholic Church has killed more men and women probably than all the wars put together through the centuries. They're Jesuits, the military branch of the Vatican. Their goal is either you convert to what we believe or we will kill you. Even babies, rip them out of their mother's womb and dash their heads against stones. That's in their oath. Oh Lord, help us today. It's coming down. All of it's coming down. Might as well get your popcorn ready because we're going to get to watch the whole show. Okay.